A small audience was on hand Tuesday evening, July 20th, to hear what Neil Lynchide had to say about the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA. Lynchide is the one who's been working to evaluate the organization over the last several months. He won't release his full report until early August, but he's reached some pretty significant conclusions so far.
You have this institution that was created, and it has a purpose, and it has powers, and it can do things in your community. Is this a useful thing? I'm happy to feel comfortable saying yes. Having an EDA is a useful thing. It allows you to take on large projects and take risks for economic development.
Overall, Lynchide sees the EDA as doing worthwhile work in the community. He pointed to success with low-income housing rehabilitation and even gave his support for the Cedar Grove Business Park development in Grand Marais, a project that has left the city with significant debt and has yet to really take off as was originally hoped.
It seems as if you have a very positive future with that business park to look forward to. It has great potential for future development. There's still time that needs to take place to show those benefits. And in the report, I'll have several things that I'll be providing to you to help you document that so that as that project grows and matures, you'll be able to say definitively in another 10 years, this is the impact that it has been, and this is how things have changed as a result of this.
Lynchide was less comfortable giving an opinion about Superior National Golf Course. He says that to really understand its impacts on the local economy, a separate study would have to be done.
When you're looking at recreation activities, the most challenging thing to find is whether people are coming to do that recreation or whether they're doing that recreation because they're already here. And seemed to me that there wasn't a lot of evidence or data to tell me either way, which it was, whether people were coming to play golf or not. So what we can rest on is that last year around 19,000 rounds of golf were played. And I think whether you have a number or not, as I talked to people, they said that has been a benefit, that people do come and they do spend money.
There are areas where the EDA could do better, says Lynchide, including engaging and listening to the community.
Over the 10 years that I looked, there hadn't been invitations to other groups to participate in economic development, or the community for that matter. The community has had opportunities to participate in public hearings and to come to your meetings, but there hasn't been a deliberate effort to reach out to other people with other ideas in the community.
Lynchide also says the EDA could be better at following up on leads and suggestions.
There have been people that have come to this group and said, I have an idea for economic development that I'd like to pursue. But follow-up with those leads and things like that hasn't seemed to take place. I hope that in the future you'll look at that and see those as great opportunities where people are reaching out to you. There also hasn't been a really clear, deliberate guide on where things are heading.
Lynchide's full report is expected to be available after July 31st. The EDA plans to post a link to the report on the county website. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.